The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Cynthia, you're having some questions about your son?
Yes.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 14.
He's 14 years old. And tell me what's going on.
Oh, he just confided on me. I've noticed that he's changing his way of thinking, and his school grades were dropping. So I knew something was bothering him, so I confronted him because I had a feeling.
Yeah, what did... Yeah, go ahead.
He asked me that... he just told me that he's a bisexual and he likes boys and girls.
Okay, and what went through your mind?
Oh, my God. I just cried. I didn't know that could happen to me.
Yeah.
And I told him if he's sexual active, and he told me no. So I asked him, why did he know... How did he know if he hasn't tried it?
Yeah.
If he likes boys or girls, because he's still a virgin. And he says... Mommy, you know, that's all what he says to me. I can know.
So he's probably having some sexual arousal towards boys.
Probably, yeah.
And but why? How does that relate to the? I know that's the big issue, and I'll talk about that in a moment. You said his school grades are dropping. How does that relate?
Probably because he was holding in all this time.
Fascinating, yeah.
And now that he finally came out and said it, I see his change to his brother and the way that his glasses were coming out better.
Yeah.
Like he feels free. I know that. And I love my son no matter what. But I cannot stop crying because I'm afraid for him.
Afraid for what? What are your fears?
I'm afraid that if he really has tendency to like more boys, you know how the world is outside. I don't want him to get hurt.
Okay, so you're assuming that he won't find a loving male partner. You're assuming that he will be taken advantage of.
Yes.
Or that he could...
Because it's a lot of bullying around.
In your... Yeah, tell me about your tears. What comes to mind?
Because he suffered a lot of bullying before. Like, before he said that to me, every day in the school, I used to go and fight for him because kids calling him names. So that's what I'm afraid, so... I asked him, please, not to say anything to nobody. To just act the way that he's been acting now, but not to, like, put a tag in himself.
Okay, so not to go around telling people he's bisexual as
exactly.
If it's...
And then he says to me, if I'm ashamed of him, if I'm embarrassed because he's saying that.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm embarrassed. It means that I'm afraid. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how to talk to him. I don't know what should I say to him.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're being honest with him, which is wonderful. Number one, you're an incredible mom for noticing that he's bottling up something and giving him permission to talk. And the proof in the pudding is that he did talk to you.
Yeah, we do have a great relationship.
And so, go ahead.
But I don't know how to express my feeling. It's like it hurts so much. It hurts that he told me that. I didn't want to hear that, you know?
It's shocking to most parents who hear that, you know, if they, especially if they've grown up with their idea that their son will get married and have kids, and now they're thinking they're bisexual, it still means he's attracted to women, right?
Yes.
And he's still so very young.
Yes.
And as a therapist, it was, when I would see teenagers in my day and age not come in saying I'm bi. But it became very popular with this current generation to say, I'm bi. So with some kids, it's something that, you know, they may have some sexual fantasies or they may get turned on. You know, and people do that. People who are heterosexual can have fantasies like that. And maybe your son's just being honest about it, that sometimes he has some fantasies with the same sex.
Uh-huh.
And that it may be something that he... doesn't have going forward, or it may be that he turns in that direction. But the key point is your wonderful connection with your son, that he can talk with you.
Yeah.
And you, that gives you the opportunity to share with him that it's not that you're humiliated or embarrassed, you're shocked. I mean, he sees that, and you can certainly share that. But what's going through your mind is more of the bully theme that you want so badly to protect him from being taken advantage of, because in his school there are bullies, if I understood you correctly.
Yeah, especially this area where I live, they're very like homophobic to me. And
so
I
they
see.
Would pick on him.
Yeah.
So partly, he didn't say that, again, it sounds like he's telling you he's bisexual, right? And he's only 14 years old.
Yeah, that's what my husband said, that maybe he's confused. He doesn't really know what it is. But I want to know, how should I act towards him?
I think you're doing a beautiful job just by being open with him. There's a wonderful book, How to Talk So Teens Will Listen.
Uh-huh.
By Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch, that may help a little bit.
Okay.
You know, they talk about all the... how do you talk with your teens about difficult topics like sex and drugs and different topics in a way that helps keep that wonderful connection that you've created. You're not coming across... And that's also on my website, drkenner.com. But it means, Cynthia, you're not coming across as a controlling mom. You are coming across as such a loving, caring mom who genuinely values your son, and share that with him. And if he's open enough, and after the shock wears off for you a little bit,
yes,
you may be more composed, and you may be able to, you know, after your mind's connected the dots a little bit, you may be able to sit down and ask him more about it. Tell me, just, you're inviting him to talk. Honey, tell me more. When you say you're bisexual, tell me what goes through your mind. Let me, you already asked him if he's been sexually active. You can invite that question again. You know, let me know when you're sexually active. Some parents will say that. They'll say,
yes,
you know, I want to know. I'm so concerned. You know, I will give you whatever information you need. It's not that I'm encouraging it, because the risks are so high at your young age.
I know. He knows that.
And if he knows that, that's wonderful. If he can, if he's not afraid of self-pleasuring, if that's okay in private, then maybe
he knows that. We already talked about it, and I told him when to do it, how to do it, like if he needs privacy, go to the bathroom.
You're wonderful,
to
mom.
Learn his sheets and all that. That's what it was shocking to me when I heard that. Because when he said it's so cold, and he was crying too.
He was crying.
Yeah, so I know that I took a lot of weight out of his shoulder, but I can't accept that. It's like it's bugging my head.
But he loves you, and it does. Don't catastrophize, because you may have grandkids in a couple of years, or you may have a very nice man in your life if he goes in the other direction. But it may be wonderful.
Okay.
You know, but don't catastrophize, because he's way too young, and the thing that you have is what most parents would long for, Cynthia, which is a very, very caring relationship with your son. As long as you can keep the doors of communication open, and he knows that you value him and care for him, and you give him some guidance about the bullies and keeping this part of his life private.
Yeah.
And being open, if there's any more information to share with you, then you're doing the best. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for your call.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
You took a lot out of me right now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cynthia. Bye-bye.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Stop it! Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
And that's from As Good As It Gets. And we've all been in situations where we're with somebody who goes completely crazy on you, whether it's a parent, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a friend, or whether it's a boyfriend. And you decide to keep the relationship. I mean, sometimes you can't change it if it's a parent. But what do you do when someone acts highly irrational and you don't know how to cope? You first need to be able to name that this is irrational. This is not fair to me. And you need to be able to tell yourself that I don't want to assume that I'm as bad as they're saying. They're losing it. It's not me, assuming you haven't done anything to cause that intensity. And what you say to yourself really matters. If you go down the path of beating up on yourself, oh, I'll never be able to change, this is all I deserve, or you engage in some other negative self-talk, then that's where the real damage is done. You can't control somebody else, but you can control your own thinking, and you want to make sure it's anchored in reality.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com, and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Beware of infatuation based on looks. Foster met Juliana when she waited on him at a bar. He discovered that this gorgeous, seductive woman with long, silky hair, blue eyes, and a beautiful smile was an aspiring Hollywood actress. Foster courted her ardently. She was short of money, so he convinced her to move in with him. He bought her flowers, cooked her meals, bought her new clothing, and loaned her his car. He was ecstatic when she agreed to have sex with him, but her sexual response was mechanical, lacking in intimacy. In the back of his mind, Foster knew something was missing in their relationship. Juliana came home one day beaming. She had gotten her first small role in a movie. The following day, Juliana ditched him for an up-and-coming young actor.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.